from KQED.
It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. The city of Oakland's got a lot on its plate right now. First, there's the scandal engulfing the Oakland Police Department. It seems to make a new headline every day. And if a police scandal isn't already enough to talk about, there's also the question of coal and whether Oakland is going to let any coal pass through the city for export. There's a plan for that on the table, and Oakland officials could cast a big vote tonight on whether to block it. The mayor and city council have been battling on this issue with the developer of a proposed export terminal. The terminal could process up to 9 million tons of coal a year to arrive by rail and be shipped overseas. This past Friday, the city released a report on the health and safety issues of the plan, and it raised some concerns about air pollution, greenhouse gases, and safety. KQED's Julie Small has been following the story. Julie, take us back for a minute. How did we get here?
Well, Oakland wanted to revitalize the decommissioned Army base at the foot of the Bay Bridge. So they agreed to lease the land to a developer. And as part of that project, the city approved building a major port terminal to export what are called bulk goods. Coal falls under the category of dry bulk goods.
But at one point, the developer, Phil Tagami, made a promise to the city that coal would not be exported from the terminal. Right?
Right. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf says he told her personally that there would be no coal shipped through his development. And then there was a statement Tagami wrote in a newsletter about the project in 2013, in which he called it simply untrue that there were any plans to develop a coal distribution facility at the new terminal. He said his company, quote, is publicly on record as having no interest or involvement in the pursuit of coal-related operations at the former Oakland Army base. Now, Oakland approved the project in part based on the belief that no coal would go through the city. And the environmental impact report did not consider any effects of coal exports.
So California no longer mines coal, and we don't burn coal either. So what's driving the push for coal exports?
Well, there's still a global market for coal, and coal-producing states like Utah, they're trying to find a way to reach that market. And the ports in Washington and Oregon are congested already. So having this new terminal at a major port in California would solve a big problem for Utah. And Utah is ready to invest $53 million in the project if they can be assured they can ship their coal through Oakland.
So, big public hearing tonight at City Council. What's going to happen?
The consultants who wrote that health and safety report you talked about earlier will present their findings. And their findings give the city some ammunition to put the brakes on this project. So, for example, the report finds that air pollution could get a lot worse in Oakland neighborhoods where it's already so poor that Cal EPA has designated them as disadvantaged communities. That's because coal carried in uncovered rail cars would be spewing dust all along the route and at the port near West Oakland. And we're talking about particulate pollution, which gets into the lungs, and it's a major contributor to asthma. And asthma is already a serious problem in these communities. The report also notes that coal is flammable. It's a flammable product, and it has exploded in storage piles and on rail cars. And any fire would produce toxic emissions that there's little way to control.
Now, the developer plan says it has a fix for all these risks. What about it?
Right. Jerry Bridges is the owner and operator of the terminal. He says he plans to cover the coal all the way from Utah to the port and as it loads from rail cars directly into the hulls of ships. Now, if that happens, it could go a long way to contain the pollution. The problem is no one has done it before. And the consultants who wrote the report said at this point they have to disagree that this could be a solution because there's no information available to evaluate if it would work.
So if Oakland doesn't let the coal go through, what's it going to miss out on?
Well, it's going to miss out on a $260 million project. The developer said he needs to be able to export coal to attract investors to raise the rest of the money and to build it and to keep it financially viable. So if Oakland blocks coal exports, the developer says the city could lose as many as 100 jobs at the terminal. Half of those are supposed to go to locals. Another 2,600 jobs in related services from those terminal operations.
We know that tonight there's a big public hearing, but what action might the city council take?
Well, the city council has actually prepared an ordinance to ban coal exports from the city. And if they decide there's enough evidence of serious health and safety risks, they could introduce the ordinance and vote on it. Now, that doesn't mean it would be final because the ordinance would have to go through a second vote, most likely on July 5th.
And that would be the end of it.
Oh, no. You know this is going to be contested in court.
Okay. Julie Small, KQED's Julie Small, thanks very much.
Thank you, Brian.
You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, Hope Lab, and the George G. and Jeanette A. Stewart Charitable Trust.